4th of July grilling. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Happy almost 4th of July. As you're preparing for the holiday fun, one expert says we've had too much sickness in this country already, so don't add to it by making some outdoor grilling mistakes. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
It's almost here. Janelle Goodwin, food safety expert with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, she says if we make the same mistakes that a lot of people make when grilling, we might want to have our doctor's phone number and our boss's phone number handy too, because a lot of people are going to be calling in sick because of these grilling goofs. Biggest goof, thinking that with our experience we can tell when the meat's done and when the temperature is hot enough to kill any bacteria just by eyeballing it. Well, Janelle, isn't that true?
No, absolutely not.
No, whoa. She says you really need to use a food thermometer when grilling patty or that cut of meat.
And once it reaches a safe temperature, for example, burgers, 160 degrees Fahrenheit, once it reaches that, then it's done and you can pull it off of the grill.
Now, that's for ground beef. Now, for cuts of beef, steak, you know, pork, veal, lamb, most fish cook to 145. Chicken, in any form, it's 165.
So my mom used to leave things on the kitchen counter to thaw all day.
What's wrong with that?
No matter if it's completely frozen, it eventually will reach a harmful temperature.
I see. So the center could still be frozen, but meanwhile, the outside parts would have already gotten warmed up for a pretty long time, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh,
okay.
So the temperature you want to avoid is 40 degrees to 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
And bacteria, either in that meat or just in the air around the counter, just love to play and multiply at those temperatures, particularly room temperature. So Janelle says, thaw it in the fridge so that the meat thaws but never gets above 40 degrees. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.